Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else. And boy, today has got one hell of a bombshell that has been dropped on Chelsea Football Club. But before we do get into that, please do make sure that you follow the Chelsea Echo on socials and on all good platforms where you get your podcast, Spotify, Spreaker, Deezer, if people still use that, and of course, Apple Music. But let's get straight into the news and give you everything you need to know about what's happened at Stamford Bridge today. Now, first off, we head to Strasbourg, of all places. You know, the place which Chelsea seems to have a very good relationship with because they're owned by the same people. And Strasbourg and Fiorentina have contacted Chelsea about the potential of signing Jordi Petrovic on loan. Now, the Chelsea number one from last season has been ruled out of having a place in this season's squad, with a new signing of Philip Jorgensen and Robert Sanchez being preferred ahead of him. However, Jordi Petrovic is confused at this development at Chelsea, especially if he does end up going on loan to Strasbourg. And he's also cautious about dropping down a level and then also becoming a second choice goalkeeper, wanting to reinforce the good form that he showed at the back end of last season. So we'll keep tabs on that for you. But it seems that Jordi Petrovic is most definitely out of his way of Stamford Bridge because Chelsea are open to letting him go. That's according to Nizar Kinsella. So that is a big story coming out of Chelsea with the 20 million goalkeepers that we have. One might be heading for the exit. Moving swiftly on though, we do have the big story. Let's just get straight into it because it does have an impact on the one that follows afterwards. Because according to Valencia's director, Atletico Madrid are trying to get out of the deal for Conor Gallagher. Now, according to Fabrizio Romano, Conor Gallagher's medicals in Madrid are booked tomorrow, meaning that he will basically be putting pen to paper on a deal tomorrow should things all go smoothly. But according to Miguel Angel Corona from Valencia, sí, sprechens the Spanish a little bit. But according to him anyway, yesterday morning, Atletico Madrid told us they were trying to get out of the Chelsea operation with Conor Gallagher. We have everything agreed for Javi Guerrera to make the move. We even asked the club about the media reports claiming they wanted Gallagher instead of Guerrera, and they assured us to remain calm as they were trying to exit the Gallagher operation and that Javi Guerrera was their only objective. So, is Conor Gallagher just a massive fluffer for this deal for Valencia, or is Javi Guerrera the fluffer? We will never know by the looks of things, because it looks like the deal for Conor Gallagher is going to go through, mainly because there is more on the line for Atletico Madrid, because they've still not put pen to paper on that deal with Julian Alvarez. There's still no signing. However, according to Fabrizio Romano, he will be heading to Madrid from Manchester City and becoming a Atletico Madrid player. And that obviously hinges massively on the deal that Chelsea are trying to sort out, because Samuel Mordion's medical is booked in Paris today for him to join the Stamford Bridge outfit. So maybe everything could fall apart in the next 24 hours. This is an extremely tense time for Chelsea, for Atletico Madrid, and evidently for Valencia as well. You've got to love a transfer domino. My favourite one, without a shadow of doubt, over the past few years has to be when we signed Giroud, Arsenal signed Aubameyang, and we sent them Michy Batshuayi. I just thought it was so chef's kiss. Maybe not the Aubameyang going to us, because he's actually quite good there, but you know, when it's just everything, just there's just that dynamism, that perfect continuity, which we all love to see. And it could rear its head, but not in a good way, with this deal. And we will obviously keep you updated as things go on. Moving swiftly on, just to wrap up the show, because those are the three big stories, of course. Chelsea have announced the signing of defender Aaron Anselmino from Boca Juniors. He will be spending the rest of the 24-25 season on loan with the Argentinian side and then coming back to Chelsea to undoubtedly become another number and someone we sell on for pure profit down the line, or maybe even come into the side given how poor we've been defensively. Very excited to see what this lad can bring to the team. Another player which is from South America, young and very little experience, but Boca Juniors, there's something a little bit sexy about signing someone from there. Aside from that, though, there is one big story from Miguel Delaney. And I was very, very excited about this because it would be a good move for him. And if he doesn't get the move, it'd be good to see him in the Chelsea first team, because according to Miguel, Real Madrid and PSG are both looking at Josh Achimapong. Now, they're keen to get him to come to either Spain or Paris, Madrid, Paris, France, you know, those sort of places. I'm good with geography. And maybe even sign a contract to become the future of their right-back position. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that situation. Will he be another pure profit sale from Chelsea? Or will this be an opportunity where he can maybe force his way into the side? We'll be keeping tabs on him this season if he does stay at Chelsea. And if he doesn't, hopefully it'll be a nice little bit of change in the back pocket for Chelsea Football Club. But that is everything for 5 and 5 today. Your 5 bits of transfer news in 5 minutes at 5pm every single day of the week for your commute home. So make sure you tune in tomorrow to get all your last bits of news on Friday before the big show on Sunday with a journalist. So make sure you tune into that for the Chelsea supplement. But I've been Lou Benaventi. This has been 5 and 5. Give us a 5-star review if you have enjoyed this. And we'll see you guys later. Ta-da.